Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Faisal.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So we had, I was away, you were away, so Andrew covered for both of us, so thank you, Andrew.
Yep.
But I'm glad to have you back, my friend.
Came back with a wicked cold.
Yep. We were all here in minus 30 degree weather when you were in the Bahamas.
I know.
I saw some pictures.
And I'm the sick one. I don't know how that happens.
Well, because you came back.
That's a good
point. You should have stayed.
I should have stayed.
Apparently that ticket was return flight, not, one way,
right,
like I was hoping for. So
yes. Those school schedules for the kids get in the way every single time.
Man, I'll tell you.
We got a cool show today. Does your doctor think you're nuts?
Probably.
They might be afraid to ask.
What? Okay.
We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
I'm not going to give away. No more thunder is going to be given up.
You're
going to have to stick around
for
that. That's right.
Okay.
Okay. How about choosing semi-retirement?
If you had an option, would you choose semi-retirement?
Would you?
Yeah.
Would
that's
you?
A good question.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about how many people might prefer that as an option. Or not. Or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's, we're going to talk, I want to talk about the process of retirement because I think that's really interesting.
Gotcha.
Okay. Let's talk a little water cooler talk. It was, I think, generally speaking, a pretty good week this week.
For politics.
Yeah. Yeah. Next week's going to get exciting if we get the Mueller report.
Oh, you're going U.S. already.
I'm going.
I was going
I'm
home.
Everywhere. I was
talking about the SNC-Lavalin issue.
Yeah.
This is the first time this is the first time I had a phone call or seven that came to me and said, we're not going to invest in SNC-Lavalin, are we? The last time I had that was when the money went to Bombardier. We're not going to invest in Bombardier, are we?
Right.
So it's interesting how...
Should we talk about ethical investing? Right. Do you put rules on that?
You can.
We won't get into that. That's a different topic. I was just throwing
that. We should have a show on that. We should have a show on ethical investing.
But here's what I was going to say. The water cooler talk is there wasn't much water cooler talk. I mean, the sideline stuff, the big headline global stuff that we've been talking about for a while, China, U.S., yes. The Mueller report's coming back in. We've got our own political scandal here. Yes, that's all interesting. But markets have generally been fairly quiet. We're not getting panic phone calls by anybody. Right?
Yeah.
Things were okay.
Can I tell you my week with... five different groups this week, and I say group because it could have been a couple, it could have been one client, or it could have been a client and his friends.
Yep.
There was a show on CBC, I think it was, that had, I think it was This Hour has 22 minutes, something like that, and they were all sitting at Tim Hortons, and they're all talking about what's going on, and they're kind of giving information, some of it's misinformation. That's what it felt like my week. Because I was sitting with different groups of people and we're literally talking about everything and anything that could happen in the world when it comes to politics.
Right.
All right. From conspiracy theories to impeachment to Trudeau still being paid by Quebec.
Yep.
Like everything.
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 You got it. Yep.
And then when I say, how is this tying to your retirement? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been just...
But it gives me stress. What gives you stress? All the things I made up in my head, Faisal, is giving me stress about my retirement. But you just said you made it up in your head. Yeah. Like, why are you stressed? Why do you do this to yourself? And so these are the conversations where people are, I think, being in a situation where you have a lot of information coming your way and you've got the ability to have that conversation with your group of friends or, you know, in our case, your advisor and so forth, and you start going through different scenarios, it can get very stressful. Like you're creating your own anxiety.
Yep. Yeah, and I think that's part of it, right? And it's part of what I want to talk about in the last segment today too. You know, all of this anxiety, it's a good maybe tease for the last segment because we build this picture in our head and then it morphs into something and it translates into what I'm going to do and making financial decisions and they might not actually be connected.
This is the funny part. Hey, we've never had a problem in the past, Faisal, where we had a president that could be in big trouble. We've had immigration issues and we have a trade war.
Right.
And I said, how does 1994, 95 sound to you?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, what are you talking about? I go, do you remember a guy by the name of Bill Clinton?
Yep.
He was going to go under impeachment.
Yep.
And he also said he didn't want the words illegal aliens coming into the country.
Yep.
So they want more border security. And he also said, we're going to have a trade dispute with Japan.
And Bush applied tariffs, right?
In the time when Clinton did that, the stock market rallied 30% that year.
Yep.
30%.
Yep.
So I'm not saying it's going to happen this year where it's going to rally 30%. I don't know. But what I am saying is people don't always know what happened in
the
past.
We forget. Our memories are short.
Yeah. Although history directly doesn't repeat itself, it kind of sings off the same song sheet.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And so there are times in the past, and we don't know how it's going to fall out, but we cannot base our entire retirement, our in portfolio, yep, how we invest our money, whatever, based upon theories that we have in our head.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to come up with a thesis, but it's going to have to be based on some facts.
There you go.
Right. It right? can't be emotional. Right?
So, yes, the president of the United States could be impeached.
Right.
Every president could be impeached.
Right.
Every president's been in hot water. Every president has an issue. Are we going to spend our entire retirement focusing on that issue?
Yeah.
Or can you write down the 31 things you really want to do in your retirement and just go and do that?
Right.
Like, why do we forego a lifestyle, enjoyment, happiness for things that are happening on the headline news? Like, why is that drawing so much attention?
This is a behavioral finance issue, okay? So, yeah, you know, what's happening is the people you're referring to, the groups you're referring to, has sort of built this negative, like this, all this negative input's coming in, and it builds a sense of negativity, and then it's a filter through which we see things, right? This is the problem. And I got to tell you, in a behavioral finance sort of, I guess, way, that we remember the wounds are 10 times as deep as the wins. Right, so you think about the Clinton example,
except for golf.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Sorry, go on. Yeah, sorry, I digress.
You know, most people won't remember there was a win there. They just won't. They don't remember it because there was no wound. But I got to tell you, when things go haywire at the end of last year, immediately people jump to 2008. This is another 2008. We got a complete financial collapse coming.
Correct.
Well, wait a minute. So I think people have to also know that, right, from a behavioral finance perspective, that we're skewed to feel the losses way more deeply than we ever are the gains. You can forget the gains, but yeah, you don't forget the losses.
Correct. And I like when I hear all these different theories and concepts and ideas and, you know, things that are made up in people's heads.
Yep.
Because it kind of gives me an idea how people think. And how they think is how they react.
Right.
And how they react is what they do with their money and their portfolio.
Right.
And when those people are overreacting,
right,
oh, it's shopping time for me to make some money on this thing. And I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yep.
And I think this is where a disciplined approach to getting the facts, looking at things that maybe the facts may not work out the way you see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be better. It could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a strategy. There's not one strategy. There's multiple strategies.
And we're going to talk about that in segment 4, what that actually means. Because we often say these things. You and I talk about it every day, so we sometimes forget that that's general language to us. But I want to talk about what's underneath that, because people don't know what you're talking about.
I want to challenge every single investor listening today. If you're investing money, either by yourself or with an advisor, I want you to be able to write down the strategy.
Right.
Not the investments. I don't care what you're investing in.
Right.
What's the strategy?
Yep.
And if your strategy is incorrect, what's your alternative?
Right.
I would love to see... you know what? First three people that send that to us, their strategy and their alternatives.
Okay.
Free copy of our book.
Okay. That sounds good.
Right. I would love to just
see. Let's get people thinking about that.
I think people need to be trained that
way. Yeah. That's fair.
Right?
It's a good challenge. I like that idea. Okay. So listen, we're going to do a lot of that, at our upcoming seminar. I mean, that we want to talk about. Let me back up. This is not just about math. It's not just about the politics of the day. It's about a lifestyle. Right?
Correct.
We got to work backwards from what it is you want and why you want it. We talk about these 31 things. So each of those things, the economic thesis and how politics fits into that and what securities you should own, all important. I'm not trying to diminish the importance of that stuff. But these are things that should come at the end of the process, not at the beginning of the process. We need to understand what we're trying to accomplish from a lifestyle perspective.
Yes.
And this is the educational process that we're going through in our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be on Tuesday, March 26th. Our location is now the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. Now our 7 p.m. session is already full. So you can join us for our 8:30 session, giving us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Does your doctor think you're crazy? Well, stick around after the break. We're going to talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.